This is Vatican Radio. Aid agencies are stepping up their efforts to help 16 million people facing starvation across East Africa. The dire situation in the affected countries of South Sudan, Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia has been caused by conflict and drought. The UN is warning that the world faces the largest humanitarian crisis since the end of the Second World War. CAFOD, the official aid agency of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, has joined up with the Disasters Emergency Committee, which brings 13 leading UK aid charities together in times of crisis. Matthew Carter is CAFOD's Director of Humanitarian and Emergencies. He spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the scale of the crisis.
I mean, this is huge. I mean, the level of the emergency across the whole region from Ethiopia, northern Kenya, Somalia and South Sudan, 16 million people in need and in desperate need of food aid. And of those, 800,000 children, which, I mean, just the numbers are just frightening. 800,000 children needing urgent food aid. And we need to respond quickly. That's the critical bit.
From what you're telling me, how is that response? What do they need right now? And is it hard to get actually relief and food supplies to these people? Because obviously there are conflicts going on in some of these countries. So how difficult is that?
Logistics are really difficult within the region. As you've rightly pointed out, you know, particularly Sudan, South Sudan and Somalia, they're countries that are wreaked with civil war ongoing, but that's not everybody. There are communities, men, women and children, who desperately need food. I think some of the images we've seen on the news over the last couple of days is really disturbing, of women pulling up roots, boiling leaves, just to try and find anything to give children. So in terms of what is needed now, it's immediate food, particularly working with malnourished children, and particular types of food we would give them in dire times like now. Also, access to clean water is vital, and appropriate sanitation. So all those areas. We've just had, one of my staff members has just returned from Ural, which is in central southern Sudan, very, very remote area, where we as CAFOD and Caritas and the Catholic Church have been providing amazing support to 12,000 families. Again, in the areas of emergency food aid, a small level of medicine, but access to clean water. And these things keep people going.
Perhaps we could just move on to Pope Francis. How important is Pope Francis' call for help for these countries?
Really, really important. And I think particularly at a time when the public can be confused over what we should give to next, and just seeing, is this a pan-African problem, which it's not, but there are a large number of countries being affected in different ways. So I think clarity and signposting is really important in times like this. And the Catholic community are phenomenally generous. And that generosity, particularly at times when they're struggling themselves, some people, just through recession and prices going up in our shops, etc., they're always so generous. I think also people see the other emergencies unfolding in parts of Africa. So we've just had Yemen, where again the public have responded with huge generosity. We see the situation in northern Nigeria, where again the Catholic Church is providing such a vital component of aid and assistance to vulnerable communities. So again, I think Pope Francis's ability to direct, point and raise awareness on these areas has always been fantastic.
Which is having the worst effect, the conflict or the drought, on the people?
I think overwhelmingly it's still drought and climate change. I think that's the big thing. I mean, having worked in those four countries and just seen places like South Sudan, where you've had four consecutive failed rains. And then when people move, then there's the potential they can move into conflict areas. The conflict clearly plays a part, but I think it's a whole mixture. Northern Kenya, again, you know, people have said, why isn't the Kenyan government doing more? The Kenyan government is phenomenal in what it's trying to do, and you know, one of the leading African states. But, you know, this is on a huge scale, and it's not a one-off emergency. We were here in 2012, and this was through severe drought, and we're back here again. So we have to address clearly some of the long-term issues around water and food, but at the moment we need to provide life-saving services to really vulnerable communities.
Just one final question, Matthew, just regarding the international community. What would your call be to them with regard to this situation?
We need to do more. The UK public, through its national appeal system, has just given £12 million in 24 hours, which is fantastic. But this is using that as a sort of indicator, it's still a drop in the ocean. We're responding to the needs of 16 million people, and that figure of 800,000 children. I mean, just for your listeners to try and visualize those numbers, we need to be doing more, digging deep, you know, across the world, governments, individuals, to rally to at times like this. We are one global community, and it's really important that we work together as a global community.